Markus Rentschler, and his talk is about a lazy developer's approach to building real-time web applications. Give him a warm welcome and an applause. Thank you, and it's your stage.
So good morning. Today I want to tell you about my two hobbies. First, I'm a musician. I play the bass guitar, and my other hobby is I'm a cloud solution architect. That's my money-making hobby. And the project I want to talk about today gave me the opportunity to combine these two hobbies into one little project, and I want to share the learnings from it with you. Okay, so the challenge. The picture above, you see Ralph, he is a friend of mine, and he plays songs, people sing along. But we had one problem when we play somewhere with venues from 100 to 1,000 people. Songbooks don't scale. We had songbooks, but they got damaged. The venues were dark. People couldn't read. Songbooks even were stolen. One fact that was beneficial for the project, we have music stand software on our tablets. They are networked to each other, and this music stand software has an API. Terrible software, proprietary stuff. I don't want to talk about this software today, but what we made from it, and so that you are able to use it in your own projects. How to get lyrics to the people with minimum effort? That was our task we had to solve. So that it doesn't get boring, I want to start with a demo so that you see the result, and later on I'll show you how we accomplished that. So please use your mobile phones and visit this site, or your computers will work both. If you call this web page, you will see, let me show it here. This side, the other side, yeah. There it is. Okay, you will see exactly that page which I have loaded here. It's waiting for lyrics. So the communication is established, and when I now start sending the lyrics, imagine somebody on the stage would change to the next song in the music stand software. Okay, let's do it. I had an AI friend of mine write a few songs about open source and the like. So if my talk is boring, just look at the songs, and I'm also open for collaborations in getting music to them. Okay, let's go on. What do we see here? The songs get updated, like I just said before. And we even have confetti when there's a new song. So the title of the talk was The Lazy Developer. Why does being lazy matter? If you are too eager, it can happen that you think of a structure, how to implement something, and that you stick to this structure, that you don't have this gut feeling that's too complicated, has to be easier. You create code duplicates and the like. If you're too lazy, on the other hand, you get nothing done. So you have to find the sweet spot, being lazy enough and being eager enough to get things done. And because I did this in my spare time, that was the only approach which could work. So I had to have something easy, which allows me to get this job done, but also allows to scale to a venue of 1,000 people, 2,000 people requesting this resource at the same time. And here's my technical approach to that. We have the people who want to sing along. We have the musician with the music stand, with the, let me call it, REST-ish API. What I saw wasn't so good. A small VM at a cloud provider. Everything should start with something like this. A host name, which I set on it, Docker installed. Then I used Caddy as a static web server for static pages. great project, makes it easy to host things with a same default TLS configuration without any effort. So it was just spinning up the container, and it's immediately served the web pages like I wanted to have them. So now we need a component which does the heavy load, which transports the data to the devices of the people. There are many solutions around, and since I'm working as a cloud solution architect with Kubernetes, you always look at the CNCF landscape. And as well in my company as for this project, I saw NATS as the solution. We use it for microservice interaction in our projects, but NATS also has a WebSockets interface, which make it possible that the people which are getting the web page which, through the static web page on the browser, the JavaScript part loads, connects through WebSockets to the NATS server. And then the musician needs to have a computer which pulls the API, and as soon as there are there is a new song, the lyrics get sent to the message broker. And when we talk about message brokers, there are a few patterns around how messages are being distributed. We have a classical fan-out pattern here. The message comes in, the message broker distributes it among all of the subscribed devices. And what's really nice about the approach, it's just a few lines of code in the end. So let me show you. We have the project here. You will get access to the GitLab repository, a good GitHub repository. I have it at the end of the talk, and also linked online. Okay, so we have the NAT server. The ports, the 8443 is the WebSockets port over TLS, 4.3x2 is the NAT's native port mapped to the outside. Then we tell NATS the host name so that for the TLS mapping. And since Caddy takes care of the certificates, we map the certificates from the Caddy directory as read-only file mount, which we can access in this Docker Compose repository I have set up here. And Caddy, it's the easiest thing, the regular web server ports mapped to the outside. Caddy took care of getting the Let's Encrypt certificates automatically. I only had to set the HSTS headers and had an A+ on Qualys SSL check. It's something I always want to try. Okay, and look at the application itself. This div does everything, so it's more meta text than real payload on the page. There's the div with the ID lyrics, and as soon as something new comes in,